Jonglei State Information Minister John Samuel Manyuon says armed men have been mobilizing in the Greater Pibor administrative area with the intention of attacking Jonglei.
We heard that the Morile have mobilized, they have left for Jonglei. We don't know where will they attack. We only have heard rumors of their movements and mobilization to attack parts of Jonglei State. We had living in two directions, one to areas of Greater Bor and one to area of Talo.
Manyuon urges the authorities in Pibor to stop the mobilization, saying it may turn into deadly violence.
We are calling on the Greater Pibor administrative area to call back from wherever direction they are going to. Through the county commissioners, through the chief, the youth leaders. We need to have peace in our Greater Jonglei. And by provoking this situation, we are returning our civil population to a bad situation.
Chief Administrator of the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, Lokali Ameya, denies any knowledge of armed youth mobilizing, but acknowledges that young men in his area are heavily armed and there exists the possibility that they could attack neighboring areas.
I come before yesterday, that what I come to great hours, and I think there is not any mobilization to government to go there. Always I press the message of the peace. Youth and greater, most of them, they have a lot of more weapons, more than the government we have, police and organized force. To the government, let's put our hand together and fight this criminal. This criminal is from Jonglei, let us put our hand together and fought this criminal. That's the way we can stop this. But if I claim I'm supporting people of Greater Jonglei, Greater Pibor, and government of Jonglei, the defending his people, these people, they will continue killing themselves, even if we don't have a population.
Ameya says if youth are mobilizing in his area, he will do his best to stop an impending attack. The spokesperson of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, Linda Tom, says UNMISS is concerned about fighting in several parts of the country and has deployed peacekeeping forces to some areas.
We're concerned about, you know, the general situation, you know, in the country where we're seeing intercommunal or subnational violence in several parts of the country, including Jonglei and Greater Pibor. So you can say that UNMISS said that, you know, we are concerned, we are following very closely. You know, we are in 10 different field locations, including in those areas. You know, we continue to have our peacekeeping presence on the ground. But yes, we're watching the situation very carefully.
Mayor says he has been conducting peace campaigns in Greater Pibor to urge young people to cease all forms of hostilities, including cattle raids, child abductions, and road ambushes, which have crippled the transportation network and blocked humanitarian aid to the area. Ameya is urging Jonglei authorities to convene their youth to stop blocking the Juba Pibor road so that goods and humanitarian assistance can reach Pibor. Cattle raids, revenge killings, and child abductions have become a common occurrence in parts of Jonglei and the Greater Pibor administrative area, despite many goodwill agreements signed by both communities in recent years aimed at ending the violence. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.